Michael. This is Danila Sands. I'm here.
Hey, and Danila, you are keeping us up to date on Facebook at Mendocino Action News. Thank you so much. You're out at the scene. How is it going?
Well, we just read off. There was new evacuations that were just issued. And there's a couple shelters being set up. But here, I am on Road B by Highway 20. So if anybody's familiar with that, it's a little north of Lake Mendocino. And there are several aircraft that are dipping from the lake behind me that is near depletion of water and filled. The whole valley the lake is in, it just filled with smoke. The visibility is very low. There are several water trucks and engines that have made their way to the boat ramp down Marina Drive, the other direction, going in, you know, east and west to try to tackle this fire. And I'm up on the hillside on Road B towards the Highway 20 side. So that people don't get confused when they see Road B evacuation. It's not the Road B that's on East Road, that other way out. It would be north, you know, towards the Road B on the Highway 20 side in that area there. But you can see the flames from where I'm at, and it's just kind of filling into that ridge, you know, sort of where the fire was before, and then just kind of in the mountains and the trees in that section. The flames are very visible. The plume is the wind is kind of moved, you know, upright when the structures were burning originally. It's kind of everywhere now. The wind is very strong. I don't know if you can hear it in the phone right now. But it's very strong from where I'm at.
Right, yeah, we can hear some noise, and it sounds like a very dangerous situation. Have people been able to get out?
People have been getting able to get out, but I have heard several people calling for help that are elderly and unable to evacuate themselves. So down on Eastside Calpella, some people just, you know, precautionarily want to evacuate that are not in the evacuation zone, but some that are actually in the mandatory evacuation zone are asking for help. They're elderly, they're unable, they're unmobile, they're not able to, you know, get out themselves. So fire personnel are coming to help them. The sheriffs are coming to help them. And when I was down there on the 6200 block of Eastside Calpella, there were several, you know, sheriffs, deputies that were going door to door and assisting people as they need. Some people were deciding to stay back, and they were having their house hoses up on the roof and actively watering down their roofs and having their vehicles positioned outward in case they had to leave.
All right, and we're hearing some reports of structures that have been destroyed and many, many more structures threatened. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, there has been at least two structures confirmed. Somebody had said they had a camera on at their home so they could see, you know, the active flame. They weren't home, unfortunately, at the time. And then another one as well. When I was down at the north boat ramp, I could hear several, what sounded like gunfire going off, like firecrackers, if you will. If you can imagine that sound, just, you know, several of them. And then I could hear propane tanks going off. So it's possible that it could be more than two. Right now, there are multiple structures still threatened. They have resources from all over at the lake, the Chinook. One of the Chinooks were here, out of area, copters were here, tankers from here, and Redding and possibly Sonoma County as well as our Mendocino unit.
All right, well, it's got to be a terrifying situation for people who are within the evacuation warning and order zone. You're from Redwood Valley and you run the fire support center in the area. Do you have advice for people who are currently facing this fire, the Hopkins fire?
We've learned from all of our fires. If you are in the mandatory evacuation zone, warning zone, or on the outskirts, don't wait. Don't wait to evacuate. Your family counts on you to be alive tomorrow. Don't wait. Your animals need to be secured now. If you have outside animals, outside cats are hard to get a hold of. You know, livestock, chickens, things like that. You know, start working on a plan now. Start calling in resources for trailers. As you read off, there are some evacuation things set up for that as well. Animal, livestock, they're working on that. And the small animals at animal control, if you can't hold them yourself, if you're not able to hold on to them in your car, call for friends. But start getting their enclosures ready, their kennels ready, their food. If you're elderly, start getting your medicine ready. Anything that's, you know, personal to you, like a photo album or your vital documents, you know, start preparing that. And just don't wait. Prepare now.
All right, Danilo. Well, we will continue to follow your coverage at Mendocino Action News on Facebook, and we will be back at 5:30 with the latest updates for you listeners about the Hopkins fire. Please be safe, everyone. And Danilo, thank you very much for your update. Maybe we'll hear back from you again soon. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for covering this, Alicia.
Oh, of course. And thank you to everyone who is following the evacuation orders and who is preparing to go and who is getting ready to support those folks. As soon as we know where the evacuation center is, we will come back and let you know about that. We're going to head back into NPR News now, but we'll be back in just a few minutes at 5:30 with the latest update.